Privacy and smart speakers. If you're gonna freak out about them, at least freak out about the right things. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. In just the last week, Facebook and Google both announced new smart speakers with video screens, and Amazon is heck-bent on putting Alexa in everything. Now, on the one hand, people seem to want these doohickeys. Research firm Canalys says global smart speaker sales grew 187% in the second quarter of this year. On the other hand, an always-on, always-connected listening device in the home with a video screen or camera really freaks some people out. So let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Tom Merritt is the host of the podcast Daily Tech News Show. He said, before you decide whether to worry about smart speakers, you should know what you're worried about.
It's kind of the CIA is listening into my telephone. I mean, we all had mics in our house with telephones a long time ago, and there were misperceptions about what could actually be done, or even if it could be done, how often it was done. It's pretty well audited that these things are only listening for the wake word and not sending things to the cloud. I think there's a lot of worry about the wrong things with these smart speakers. You should be aware of what it is collecting, but on the other hand, I don't think that you need to worry that it's constantly spying on you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the reason we're having the conversation is fundamentally about this trust thing. And it's hard to say, yes, they're gathering data about you, and you don't need to worry about it.
I think it's all about knowing what they're collecting and knowing what they're using it for. I think that's where the trust got lost, is people didn't realize it was being collected and what it was being used for. People voluntarily let Nielsen collect information about them all the time because they go in it with eyes wide open. I'm going to get this benefit in exchange for giving them that knowledge. And I think that's the situation you need to adjust yourself to, is what benefit am I getting by doing this? I'm able to turn the lights off in my house with the speaking of a word. Is that okay in exchange for Amazon knowing, oh, this person has smart lights. The next time I go to Amazon.com, I'm going to show them some suggestions for that kind of product.
Do you think brand matters? I mean, now that Facebook is in the game and there seem to be a collective heck no around the idea of the portal, do you think that it comes down to whether you trust Amazon or Apple or Google or Facebook?
Yeah, I think it does. And I think more people trust Facebook than is generally thought because Facebook's user numbers are so high. Or if they don't trust Facebook actively, they don't mind. And I think they'll sell some of these devices. I think brand matters even more in what people perceive they can deliver. So Google being able to deliver music and search results and a better AI is why they are starting to lead this game. Amazon having shopping is why they are in front and with Google nipping at their heels. I'm not sure Facebook can catch up in those respects. I think what bothers me more about all of this is we have these walled gardens, and once you pick one, it's really hard to switch and certainly almost impossible to combine products from multiple providers. I can't decide to say, oh, I'll have a Facebook one in this room and a Google one in that room and an Amazon one in that room and have them all work together.
We're kind of like guinea pigs, I think, at this point, for all the technology that's being thrown at us. And part of the reason people feel skeptical is that this is new, and we're the first generation, I think, you could argue, that really are having to wrestle with these questions about privacy. Can we even really understand the longer-term consequences of the decisions we're making today?
No, I think that's a good point, is that nobody knows. These companies don't know what the consequences of their collection are. I think in large part, they are doing it out of a profit motivation. It's not necessarily for your good, but I don't think they have evil intent either. It's an amoral intent for a large part. And I don't know that they knew what the consequences were. And a lot of this backlash is a surprise to them because they drank their own Kool-Aid and thought, yes, but you're getting this great free service that we're providing. Why would you be upset with a little data collection?
That's Tom Merritt, host of the Daily Tech News Show. And now for some related links. Not for nothing, but market research firm AudienceNet says about half of smart speaker owners use it to stream music, and 37% of those owners started paying for a streaming service after they bought one. And just in time this week, the president signed the Music Modernization Act into law. the biggest reform to copyright law in decades, designed to make sure artists get paid for licensing their music, especially on streaming platforms. It makes it easier for a service like Spotify to license a whole body of work. It also creates a new organization specifically in charge of making sure that streaming platforms pay royalties. Now, a ton of you wrote in with your thoughts about smart speakers. Seems like, actually, a lot of you really like them, myself included, by the way. It's the ones with the cameras built in that are a bridge too far. Jenny Russell said they, quote, give me the Wiggins, aptly stated. Now, people use these speakers for all kinds of interesting things. Richard Gorin says his Google Home Mini helps him time physical therapy exercises, for example. Ryan Chisholm said his family plays Jeopardy every day on their Amazon Echo, which I totally want to try. Heather Young, on the other hand, was a, quote, no freaking way. And Paul Canigliaro was hilariously all of us. He said, I'm firmly in the no category for smart speakers, especially ones from major advertisers or retailers. And there's no way I want a potentially always-on internet-enabled camera from these companies in my home. Yet I carry a phone and watch with Hey Siri enabled with me at nearly all times. And here he included a really good shrug emoji and then said, quote, I guess for me, it comes down to motivations of the company offering the device and trust. Or what Tom Merritt said. Matt Purdy is the producer of Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Dan Powell and Sarah Bruguer are our engineers. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.